2021 well underway. It is the start of Black History Month. The impacts of COVID-19 continue to be felt, and this is especially true for remote and racialized communities, both of which are being disproportionately challenged by the toll of the pandemic. In fact, isolation and limited healthcare systems in rural regions have threatened to overwhelm their hospitals. And in terms of economic impact, the TD COVID Impact Poll found 64% of Black Canadians experienced or anticipated experiencing unemployment in the first 3 months of COVID-19, compared to only 53% of the general population. That's why the 2020 TD Ready Challenge is awarding a total of $10 million to 15 leading North American organizations for their solutions that address the monumental impacts and inequities resulting from COVID-19. So in Ontario, more than $1.6 million of this funding is being awarded to the Women's College Hospital Foundation and CEE Center for Young Black Professionals, two organizations with projects specifically focused on designing innovative infrastructure that can help Canadians access necessary support and care. Joining us to talk about this is Agape Gasesa, Executive Director of CEE Center for Young Black Professionals. Agape, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me, Barb.
Congratulations on the award. Tell us how you got to this point. Is this something you apply for?
Yes. So the TD Ready Commitment is something that folks apply for. Most people in the social service sector await it every year.
Okay.
And so this year we decided to give ourselves a shot. We partnered with NAPCE, the Network for the Advancement of Black Communities, for this project. So we put in an application. And we're very overwhelmed and really excited that we received the grant.
How exciting. When did you find out? How did you find out?
I actually got a phone call from two folks from TD. Naki, who is a director over there as well, had invited me on a Zoom call. To be honest, I was anticipating a story to let you know. I think it's the first time in my career I ever cried in front of people. And I definitely shed tears because this project means so much to our community. In the midst of COVID, we've just seen such devastation in the social service sector. And I think this is just going to bring a lot of hope to a lot of organizations.
Is it a specific project that you present to them?
Yes. So we actually presented. So at the beginning of COVID, we run a community of practice as well as NAPCE of Black-led organizations. We call it 3B. So Black-led, Black-serving, and Black-focused. And at the beginning of COVID, we really realized how the ramifications of COVID were going to affect especially grassroots organizations. And obviously, as COVID hit, unemployment rates went up. And so the devastation on the ground was really great. And a lot of the grassroots organizations who were doing the work, connected to community, knew what was going on, didn't have the resources or the ability necessarily to address it. And so NAPCNC decided we're going to take the lead here in the GTA in particular and really work with grassroots organizations that were already in our community of practice to really strengthen their ability to apply for grants, you know, really figure out what the landscape is. We came out with a report called the Emergency Aid Report, which was responded to by the city and the province. And so this project really, what we presented was recovery, healing, and resiliency. So how are we as a Black social service sector serving Black communities, how are we going to come out of this pandemic stronger, and how are we going to prevent some of the things that happened at the beginning of the pandemic happen again?
Your group was awarded $650,000. I don't know if you apply for a specific amount or you just wait to find out, but that is a ton of money. How do you figure out what you're going to do with it, or is that part of your proposal?
We knew that we actually anticipated that we would have many funders come to the table. So another foundation had also, Laidlaw Foundation had come and kind of given us seed money to kind of get this thing going. And so we anticipated that we would have many folks come on board. And so we gave an overall budget as to how much we anticipated this entire thing to cost. And that we plan to do it over a couple of years. And what TD actually did was said, you know what, we're actually behind you on this, and we're going to not only give it to you for this year, but for the next 3 years. So that $650,000 is going to allow us to make this project sustainable over the next 3 years, which I think for us, really, I never in my career have had an organization or somebody say, you know what, and I know you asked for this much money, and we actually want to have much more skin in the game. And that's what TD did. They said, I know you need X amount of dollars, and we're going to give you more than what you asked for.
I actually got chills when you said that, so I'm not surprised you cried when you found out. That is so amazing. Okay, so can you give us an idea before we have to go, specifically, what are some of the first steps you're going to take?
The first steps we're going to take is really create, we have about 150 3B organizations across Ontario. We're really going to be reaching out to organizations and see who really wants to go through this program, which will allow them to really understand what the ecosystem in the Black community is, who can do what, right, moving forward, who's going to serve seniors, who's going to serve youth, who does it really well, how can we come together, so really do an ecosystem landscaping. And then we're going to come out with a recovery report. We want to inform government and funders how the Black community is going to come out of this and what we need from them in order to come out strong. What policies, what procedures don't necessarily work for our community, and what are alternatives that we can provide folks with. And then we're going to provide capacity building for grassroots organizations that are on the ground who are doing the work, oftentimes unpaid. How are we going to skill them up, build their capacity so that they can take advantage of opportunities like funding when it comes available?
You know, it's just so exciting, and it sounds so hopeful and so positive. Yeah. And it's just so fantastic. You know, I know you guys are just getting started on this. We'd love to check in with you again at some point and see how things are going.
Yes, of course. I think the beauty of this project is it's not about C in particular. It's not about NAPC in particular. It's about all of the amazing Black-led, Black-serving, and Black-focused organizations that are serving our community and really empowering them. So I would love for myself and maybe some of those folks to come on and tell you about the work we're doing.
Would love that. I really look forward to it. Agape, thank you so much for this.
Yeah, thank you.
Agape Gasesa is Executive Director of CEE Center for Young Black Professionals.